I must admit to all of you, I'm usually never nervous before lectures because I do this so often. In my life I have given a lectures before many, many thousands of people, really, in the old times. But today I'm very nervous because the subject is so wonderful and so special, and you have come from far and wide. I see a few of you are still resting, but I hope they will come. And it should be inspiring, it should be nourishing, it should be very good. So please give your good wishes to me. I'm only a pipe, through which something should flow. Let me just... see... How do we do this? It has to go like this. Okay, so let us start. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava dunyavi haji Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Ahi Maham
Krishna 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 Ahi Maham
Krishna 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 Raja Maham
Krishna 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Bali Ma
Krishna 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 Krishna
Oh Krishna 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 Rakshama
Krishna 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 Krishna
Rama 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 Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Raghava Oh Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Ahi Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Janmashtami ki jai. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, as a text to help us enter the Janmashtami mood, we have taken a text from the 10th canto, chapter 2, text 18, which makes a very, very amazing point about Krishna's appearance. There are some very subtle points in there, and it will require you to be fully attentive to absorb the new information, which at the same time might be crucial for your spiritual life. So let's start. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vaya. Tato jagan mangalang achyutang sang. Tato jagan mangalam achyutang sam.
Tato jagan mangalam achyutang sam.
Samahitam surasutena devi.
Samahitam surasutena devi.
Dadara savat makam atma bhutam. Kashtayata nandakaram manashta.
Kashtayata nandakaram manashta.
Tato jagan mangalam achyutang sang.
Tato jagan mangalam achyutang sang.
Samahitam surasutena devi.
Samahitam surasutena devi.
Dadara savatmakam atma bhutam.
Dadara savatmakam atma bhutam.
Kashtayata nanda karam manastha.
Kashtayata nanda karam manastha.
In the interest of time, and I think you all can chant very nicely, please let us have some of you chant.
Tato jagan mangalam achyutang sam.
Samahitam sutra sutena devi.
Dadara
savatmakam atma bhutam.
Tato jagan mangalam achyutang sam.
Samahitam sura sutena devi.
Samahitam sura sutena devi.
Dadara
sarvatmakam atma bhutam.
Vaishnavis, please.
Tato jagan Tato jagat mangalam architam sam. Samahitam sura sutena devi. Dadara sabhatmakam atmabhutam. Kashtayatananda kalam manasta.
Tataha. Thereafter. Jagat mangalam. Auspiciousness for all living entities in all the universes of creation. Achyutang Sang, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never bereft of the six opulences, all of which are present in all his plenary expansions.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never bereft of the six opulences, all of which are present in all his plenary expansions.
Mm-hmm. What did you just read? It's a lot, no? So that is Krishna with six opulences. But all these six opulences can be found in all his various complete expansions. Samahitam.
Samahitam.
Fully transferred.
Fully transferred.
Surasutena.
Surasutena.
By Vasudev, the son of Surasena.
By Vasudev, the son of Surasena.
Devi.
Devi.
Devaki Devi.
Devaki Devi.
Tadara.
Tadara.
Carried.
Carried.
Sarvatmakam.
Sarvatmakam.
The Supreme Soul of everyone.
The Supreme Soul of everyone.
Atmabhutam.
Atmabhutam.
The cause of all causes.
The cause of all causes.
Kashta.
Kashta.
The East.
The East.
Yata.
Yata.
Just as.
Just as.
Anandakaram.
Anandakaram.
The blissful moon. Manastaha.
Manastaha.
Being placed within the mind.
Being placed within the mind.
So my dear devotees, here is a very, very mind-expanding descriptions of Krishna's appearance. Thereafter, accompanied by plenary expansions, the fully opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all auspicious for the entire universe, was transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki. Devaki, having thus been initiated by Vasudev, became beautiful by carrying Lord Krishna, the original consciousness for everyone, the cause of all causes, within the core of her heart, just as the East becomes beautiful by carrying the rising moon. We will in a moment hear the purport by Srila Prabhupada, but let us just make sure that we understand what is going on here. There, Krishna appeared in the mind of Vasudev. He was fully there. Actually, the mind here is like the heart, no? And from there, he went into the heart of Devaki. He was transferred. The way I learned about transference was in relationship to Mahaprasadam. When the sacred food, the prasad, comes from the altar, It is in special silver containers from which only the Lord can eat. So that we can eat, this Mahaprasad needs to be transferred or brought to another plate from where it can be served to the many devotees. So in the same way as in this example, Krishna, who had appeared in the pure mind of Vasudev, was transferred to Devaki, and he went then in the womb, and then took his, then he appeared. Wow, that's something. So Srila Prabhupada explains this a little. I have broken up the purport because I know that it is in the morning very difficult to understand so much at once from a written text. So please bear with me. As indicated here, we don't have this on the thing, so you can look in my direction. As indicated here by the word manastaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred from the core of Vasudev's mind or heart to the core of the heart of Devaki, a heart-to-heart transference, so to say. We should note carefully that the Lord was transferred to Devaki not by the ordinary way for a human being, but by Diksha, initiation. Thus the importance of initiation is mentioned here. Unless one is initiated by the right person who always carries within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot acquire the power to carry the Supreme Godhead within the core of one's own heart. So, a little later in the purport, Prabhupada continues to explain another point. He said how it was not necessary for Krishna, in order to make his appearance, to come into the womb, the belly of Devaki. He says the Lord did not need to live within the womb of Devaki, for his presence within the core of her heart was sufficient to carry him. One is here forbidden to think that Krishna was begotten by Vasudev within the womb of Devaki and that she carried the child within her womb. When Vasudev, so what is the right understanding? So it's not the seminal transference of a child within the womb. No, it is mystical, we would say, transference, but Prabhupada uses other words here. So listen carefully how he explains it. When Vasudev was sustaining or keeping the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, he appeared just like the glowing sun, whose shining rays are always unbearable and scorching to the common man. He was glowing, in other words, because he had Krishna in his heart. The form of the Lord, situated in the pure, unalloyed heart of Vasudev, is not different from the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Krishna. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere, and specifically within the heart, is called Dham. Dham refers not only to Krishna's form, but to his name, his form, his quality, and his paraphernalia. Everything becomes manifest simultaneously. And now a summary of all this. Thus the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full potencies was transferred from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki exactly as the setting sun rays are transferred to the full moon rising in the east. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Shivashesha Shunyavari Askadhyane Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In spiritual life there's a great danger. The danger is undigested concepts or not realized understandings. Such understandings are like historical artifacts, like for instance a crossbow, an armbrust, which was used by the people from Gwynedd, and that was very, very powerful in medieval warfare. You can find these crossbows or armbrust in museums, and there they accumulate dust. They are no longer in operation. People use other weapons to create harm and misery to each other. And it's a thing of the past which sleeps there in the museum. Krishna's appearance could also be seen like this, something that happened at a time long ago and which now is not really so deeply relevant to us anymore. Now, the way Krishna appeared, my dear devotees, makes this type of understanding impossible, because we hear here that he appeared being transferred from the heart of one devotee to the heart of another exalted soul, Devaki. And this is something which is comparable to the process of initiation, where we go to someone who should ideally have Krishna in his heart, and then Krishna is given to us. I remember when Srila Prabhupada, you know, in the old times, we talked about Prabhupada a lot, and One story which I heard repeatedly, I would like to repeat here. Srila Prabhupada had been on a morning walk in San Francisco when a car with cops inside, cops means policemen, came and followed him. I don't know how you are when a police car follows you. It can be a little irritating. You know, what is wrong? Is my dhoti wrong? Or, you know, and so on. So he followed Srila Prabhupada for a good amount of time. Prabhupada was not irritated. He continued walking. And then the policeman jumped out of the car and came to Prabhupada. Sir, Prabhupada stopped. Yes. Do you know that you are glowing? Yeah. So here we hear that when Vasudev carried the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart, he was actually glowing, he was shining. And later we hear when Krishna had come to Devaki, Devaki was also glowing and shining, and the devatas from higher planets came and offered their obeisances to this shining great Vaishnavi who carried the Lord in her heart. When we, what this means, my dear devotees, is that there is a possibility for you to have Krishna appear in your heart. When Krishna is transferred to you in some ways, and we will look at some of these ways, Krishna can become manifest in your heart. This is the reason why Prabhupada said, called this movement a movement for Krishna consciousness. Krishna is coming in your consciousness. See, he is here. He smiles. He has come here overnight. Yesterday he was not here. At least we didn't see him so easily. And he has now come. And it is possible that this Lord comes into your heart. That's the idea of spiritual life. It's a possibility, and so on. And he comes through the heart of, he comes into this world through devotees. There's a song like this, which I cannot sing so nicely, but maybe with the help of the harmonium it's possible. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara sha kati ache. Can you try? Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara sha kati ache. Ami to kangala, let's try this. Ami to kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, Krishna Krishna boli, daitava pache pache, daitava pache pache. Let's try this again. Ami to kangala, Krishna Krishna boli,
Krishna Krishna boli,
daitava pache pache,
daitava pache pache.
This is an address to a Vaishnav. The one who talks to the Vaishnava tells his identity. He says, Ami Tokangal, I'm a beggar. please understand, I'm a beggar, I want something from you. What is that? Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you shouting, Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Yes. So this is the mystery of Krishna's appearance, which is expressed so beautifully in the Bhagavatam, that he makes his appearance first in the heart of a pure person, and as a result, he comes then into the hearts of consciousness of others. I would like us to all understand this a little bit more from the Bhagavatam, and we will therefore chant together a verse from the fourth canto, which is the fourth slide which we have prepared for you. It is discussed when Daksha, or when Shiva, came to the sacrificial arena where the Prajapatis of the universe had assembled, and Daksha was the leader. Shiva had come there, and he sat there, and he fell into a deep state of meditation, where the Lord became manifested in his heart. So when Daksha, the leader of this ceremony, it was a huge universal affair, really. I mean, everyone of importance was there. All the saints, all the rishis, the Shapta rishis, and Brahma was also there. So when Daksha came, everyone rose because he was conducting the ceremony, except for one. Can you imagine who that could be? Mahadev, Shiva, yes. And he did not notice Daksha, because in his pure consciousness, Vasudev, the Lord, had appeared. Later he asked his wife, Sati came, why did you not rise? I mean, this is your stepfather, no? He's my father. Everyone rose. Why are you always so avadut-like? And then he got so furious, he was so angry at you, he cursed you, and then the whole war started, your followers went against his followers, and why did you not rise? You could have avoided this bloodshed. Shiva said, I only saw the Lord in my consciousness, and I was worshipping the Lord. Is that a mistake? He said like this. So the Bhagavatam says a wonderful shloka, which is in your eyes. It's nice if we can repeat this shloka all. Where the condition of the consciousness is described in which Krishna can appear and manifest. Please let us chant together. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaktitam. Everyone.
Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaktitam.
Yat iyate tatra puman apavrita.
Yat iyate tatra puman apavrita.
Sadve chatasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo.
Sadve chatasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo.
Yadokshajyo me manasa vidiyate.
Yadokshajyo me.
I can only read it from here. I'm always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudev. Krishna, in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudev, is revealed without any covering. Thank you so much for twisting the screen. So this is what Shiva says. I am in this consciousness where the Lord is always with me. There's another translation as it is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Prabhupada. The condition of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed without any covering, is called Vasudev here. In that pure state of the Supreme Godhead, who's beyond the material senses, you can't see him, in other words, and who is known as Vasudev, is perceived by the mind. So you all know we are constantly in this world influenced by usually a mixture of the modes. If I could describe my state at the moment, I'm focusing on spiritual subject matters, so I feel really moved in my heart. This is a little sattvic, but I'm also a little sleep deprived, so there is also tamagun in me, which don't worry, I will not fall asleep because you all look at me. But there is a mixture, you know, working at the moment, and so on. It's not pure sattva, but if the mode of goodness is pure, that is Shuddha Sattva or sometimes Vishuddha Sattva, then it's no longer under the influence of the modes. There is no tamagun or rajagun or any influence, and it is in that pure state where the Supreme Lord, who's beyond the material senses, which include the mind, no, becomes manifested and perceived. So after Vasudev, who is in this Vasudev state of consciousness, received Krishna within his purified mind or heart, he by his spiritual power transformed him into where? The purified heart of whom? Devaki Devi. Yes. There was no seminal discharge here. And the process by which the Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki is called Diksha. And Diksha means, of course, spiritual initiation, something which takes place between a bona fide teacher and a bona fide disciple. No, the guru and disciple both have to be bona fide. And then this happens. It's very interesting the way Prabhupada explains this process. He gives an analogy which we can find in nature. Does anyone remember this analogy? Yeah, it was the sun who is full of light and who transfers the light. This is the way the Vedic scriptures express this poetically. It transfers the light to whom?
The moon.
What is the position of the moon? In the east. Yes, he's rising in the east. Wonderful. So this same analogy appears in the Vedas when we hear about what happens at the pro, at a bona fide initiation. It is said that the teacher will, or spiritual master, will transfer his knowledge to the disciple, just like the sun transfers its rays to the moon, so that the moon can shine in the dark night and give light. So this is a very, very sacred event. It is something which requires high qualifications on both sides. And in our movement, we feel that there is Srila Prabhupada, a very, 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 the founder of this movement, and a very exalted Vaishnava, who's recognized by all the saints as such a Vaishnava. And we feel that this that he has come to the world and given Krishna to us. And the process of initiation has to continue, but it is done to be on the safe side, with a direct connection to Prabhupada and his way and his realizations and so on. And the disciples are requested to then continue their training in Srila Prabhupada's literature by reading this as the main literature they read, because this is not something cheap. It is not something so easy that God comes to us, I mean, into the heart. That's not a small project, you must admit. That's the mightiest adventure you can imagine. Good. Did you find this helpful for your understanding how Krishna comes to the world? I was seeing this point in a lecture by His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, and I thought, well, this is a subject which the devotees will find of interest. Let us now continue with something that is of personal interest, I think. We will... there are five ways in which Krishna does his loving call to the lost servant, or to express it in less poetic terms, perhaps it sounds too religious for some of you. If you want to come to the exalted level of spiritual consciousness, there are five ways in which God helps you. So we have presented this a little, but I want to say it again. Those souls who turn away from the Lord have to be given a place in which it is possible to experience the fulfillment of their, you know, to enjoy independent of Krishna. Those of you who have read the classic work Steppenwolf remember that Harihala, he was not fitting into the normal society, and therefore he took some substance which made him totally an illusion, and he entered the magical theater, which had many doors which opened to many realities. In this magical theater, it was long ago where I read, there was one Hermine who was ruling over this. Some who have studied think that this is an analogy of the material world, that those who do not fit into the reality of the spiritual world are given a magical theater where they can become the imaginary kings of their imaginary small kingdoms. In modern language, you would say they go on a trip, a Maya trip, no? So for this, the Lord creates this magical theater, the magic world, but he does not leave us alone. Anyone who goes through the world will find out after some time, either in this life or next life, that you cannot really enjoy the illusions which are presented. And you become frustrated here. You become frustrated with your position. You become frustrated with your attempts at sense enjoyment. You become frustrated of trying to be famous. You understand after some time that's not what makes us happy. And that is Krishna's mercy, that you can not forget him entirely. So at that time, Krishna comes in the form of sacred scriptures. I remember Prabhupada was often talking about us, his disciples. He was not always very satisfied with us. He said, "You don't read my books," he said to us, and he was right, in my case at least, you know. So this is so important, to read Shastra or sacred scripture, because, my dear devotees, the scriptures lay out a map for you which will help you to leave the mayic theater of this world, the illusory world, and enter into the real world. And it must be studied and understood. It is the basis. It's called Sambandha Gyan, which is given there. Without this, you will live in a mayic ISKCON, in a society of your construction, of your creation, which is not identical with the originally intended society, where people are becoming Krishna conscious and where Krishna enters their heart. No, it is very important to read the scriptures, because they repeatedly lay out the goal before you and the way how you reach the goal. It is a must. And when Prabhupada criticized his disciples, he had a point, and we had to change that. He therefore, in order to bring us to finally study, he said, if someone wants to be initiated, they need to be, what was it, Bhakti Shastri test, no? They must learn this and pass an examination, because without knowing the scriptures, you will not know. You know this, and some of you came by car and you had Google Maps, no? With the what is it called? Please help me. Navi, you say Navi in your language, no? Without the Navi? There are much better ways than Navis, you know, land, ordinary atlases, but this is the past, I surrender. So this is important. Then acharyas, plural number, the teachers who have taught the scriptures and who have left footprints in the dust of time for us to follow. And then the avatars, the various appearances of Krishna, you know, how he came, Nrisimha avatar, if we can pray to him, our Krishna Prema Rupa has explained how he removes the obstacles of lust and greed in the heart, and we can then reach Radha and Krishna, he has explained. I think you took the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, yes. other avatars, which avatars you like? Nityananda. Wow. Wonderful. Other avatars you like? Lord Ram. Nishingadev.
Yeah.
Vamadev. Why do you like Vamana?
Because he's so small and...
And I'm also so small. No, I'm joking. Yes. Avatar Katha is very important. You know whom I like these days? Kapila. Why? Because Kapila gives a threefold path. He talks about bhakti, but then he also talks about Shankhya, how to analyze the world and understand it. And then he talks about yoga, the process which by which you can calm your mind so that it from all these disturbances, so that you can receive Krishna in an undisturbed mind. There will be a holy name immersion retreat in Radhadesh, where we will actually learn through the yoga process, Vaishnav yoga, from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, how we can calm our restless mind and make it cooperative for chanting. No, this I got from Kapila. So he's my, I like him very much, but I also like many other avatars. There is one avatar which came yesterday to us, and he came also in the morning to us. The Nam avatar, someone said. The Krishna appears in the form of his holy name. It's very lovable. And all these avatars, they are rising us and helping us. Therefore, these are five ways in which Krishna shows his mercy and comes. I think they are very important for us to give us faith, because no one can say he has not received Krishna's mercy. You know, you are in the world, no? You are frustrated sometimes. <No? laughs> You read scriptures at least sometimes when there's absolutely no alternative for you. You hear about acharyas, great souls, and you all have heard. And of course, you are Nam avatars. I'm sorry, I'm trying to stir you up a little bit. So these are five points. I want to especially focus on 3 and 4. Shastras and acharyas. You will in a moment see how this is very merciful. But I want to first say, why does Krishna come to this miserable world? I mean, why would anyone come into a prison? What could be the reason? Anyone has an idea?
Out of love.
I'm sorry?
Out of love.
Out of love he comes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, there is a verse which we want to chant with you. We have prepared it. It's the third slide where this is answered. It's a verse from Bhagavatam 10:30-36. Please repeat after me. Anugrahaya bhaktanam
Anugrahaya bhaktanam
Manusham deham Ashrita
Manusham Deham Astita.
Manusham Deham Astita.
Manusham Deham Astita.
Vajate Tadrishi Krida.
Vajate Tadrishi Krida.
Yashrutva tat paro bhavet.
Yashrutva tat paro bhavet.
When the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotees, mercy, 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 he engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him. So he comes for two audiences, really. One is his devotees, and one are normal people who become attracted after hearing about Krishna's pastimes. I know in the world people like to talk about Krishna as the god of love, as the one who plays his flute and calls the beautiful gopis for the circle dance, and then expands himself in between. When I was preaching, I saw in many houses, also well-established rich houses, paintings of the rasa dance, you know, and so on. So Krishna does this pastimes to attract us. And I would like to give you a non-vegetarian example for this. In Bengal, you find often fishes who are there to catch fish. How do you call this? Angeln? Fishing, with a fishing rod. So before they catch someone, a fish, they do it differently than in Europe. They throw fish food in the pond. They scatter food there. And in one of these, they have, of course, they have this one bait, and they have special tasty fish food. I don't know, a chapati or whatever the fish likes. So then the fish comes, he feels attracted. He smells these small things, and then he says, that's a big, big thing. But there are three types of fishes, and I think they represent three types of devotees. They rush to the place, but then they continue to swim on. That's the first fish. Then comes the second type of fish. He comes to the bait and he nibbles a little bit and then moves on. That's the second type. And the third type is who comes, he's hungry, and he eats. So Krishna Katha is available, as you have seen perhaps in many apartments, big houses. You see some Krishna deity. Of course, you see Buddha everywhere now, even in gardens. You know, it's an attractive subject. They come there, but most nibble only a little bit. Also, in our movement, we have Burijan Prabhu has made this Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education and invited us and a few other devotees to give retreats there. And we have noted when we gave retreat, not so many devotees are accustomed to hear about Krishna. They nibble a little bit in Krishna consciousness. It's already good, some taste is already in the mouth, but they don't swallow the subject. But then there are, we have seen, there are devotees who really think, well, this Krishna consciousness is so nice, and we like the lectures of Amarendra, we like the lectures of Hari Prasad, we like the lectures of Gauranga Darshan, we like the lectures of Radhanath Maharaj, and they swallow it. And now something interesting happens. A fish which has swallowed the bait the fisherman doesn't haul him in immediately. He lets him loose. He gives a loose line because he knows if he would bring him in too quickly, the fish would revolt, he would struggle, and he would run away and tear the line apart and so on. So he lets him move on a little bit and swim here and there and everywhere until he is in the position where he can be hauled in. Sorry for the example, but I want to make a point. Krishna scatters his pastimes and his knowledge in this world. That's why he comes. Anugrahaya, he feels anugraha, means a special type of mercy to his devotees, but he also feels for manusham deham, the people who are in material consciousness, in the material concept of life, and he brings these wonderful pastimes of the with him, where he acts. Krida means his activities, and those who hear become attracted. But then full surrender is too difficult for many of us. No, full surrender. Imagine you would give up your plans and only act according to Krishna's plan. Do you think your life would be different? No, yes, little. Yes. Yes. Are you prepared to do this? No. No. Well, Bhagavad Dhamma, you said yes. Now you are in trouble. I will start to watch you intently, and I will find all these things where you are not surrendered. I'm sorry. Bhagavad Dhamma and myself, we are very close to each other, so I can single him out and joke with him. But as you hear about Krishna, your heart will be more and more purified. Bhagavad Dhamma is already fully surrendered and purified. We will all become willing to surrender. We will like to do it. We will not struggle with Krishna or with our spiritual masters any longer. We will not make all these compromises which we do. We will actually love to do it, no? And we will come to this. Prabhupada once said, what is his motto? Nothing for me, everything for Krishna. Wow. That's a high level. If I would ask you now, who is doing this? I think all the young devotees would raise their hands. Yes, we are enthusiastic, the young ones. So this is mostly our journey. We struggle. We have in mind Chitraketu Maharaj, whose life in spiritual life was really a roller coaster. It went up and down. Remember, a little while ago, you must have heard, behind every spiritual development, there is always a human story, where the human being, with his faults, with his desires, tries to imbibe the spiritual teachings. And at the beginning, his life is very mixed with his own plans, his humanness, his own mistakes, and so on. But as the spiritual knowledge takes over, he becomes pure. Chitaketu Maharaj, who knows of you, Chitaketu Maharaj? You've heard in which canto is his life described? Sixth canto. Yes. It's a really, I mean, if you want to hear something that is absolutely thrilling, go to Chitraketu's life, you know. He was a king, but somehow there was some biological problem. He could not get a child. So at that time there was no, what is it called, some fertilization program. No, was not available. So all what he did is he married again and again and again and again. He was biologically fit, but he thought something was with his wives. And he married a lot of ladies. It would be forbidden according to modern standard how many he married. And I better don't mention it. If you want to find out, read the text, no? So finally he got a child. But all the other ladies, all the other co-wives were, of course, very nervous. He would give all his attention to his one wife and be all the time together with this one wife and not with the others. So they became emotionally starved and they were then envious. You know, when you are envious, you must be emotionally starved in some way. You don't have enough affection in your life. So they all plotted against him and they poisoned the child. Wow, no child? Child? Dead child. This is quite a roller coaster. And so on. And he broke down. He became mad. He could not continue his governmental role, his royal role. He had to be dispensed. He was absolutely gone. In this condition, he met Angira Rishi and Narada Rishi, and they said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Everything is wrong. I lost the heir to the throne. My rule is useless. I have no male successor who can continue it. And how I lost him? He was poisoned by my own family. Everything is wrong." Said the rishis, "Now we can speak to you. Before you were so much trying to enjoy your life that you had no ear for spiritual subjects. Now you are, remember the second point? Frustrated, yes. Now you are ready to listen to spiritual life. For most people who come to spiritual life, my dear devotees, this step is unavoidable. It's called, in a more gentle language, disillusionment. As long as you are full of illusions and not disillusioned, you will not take to spiritual life in earnestness. So he then obtained a mantra from Narada Muni. It's a diksha mantra, and he chanted it, and the Lord actually then manifested to him, and so on. He did another mistake. He got cursed, and he had to go for some time like Frankenstein through the world. You know, he was in the body of a monster. But then finally he woke up to full Krishna consciousness, and he chanted these verses. It's slide 5. Bonamasi, you are so creative. Ajata Paksha not too much, then no one can see. Ajata paksha iva mataram kaga.
Ajata paksha iva mataram kaga.
Stanyam yatavats vatsatarakshut ati.
Stanyam yatavats
Priyam priva vyusitam vishanna.
Priyam priva vyusitam vishanna.
Mano ravindaksha didrikshate tvam.
Mano ravindaksha didrikshate
tvam. I will read here, please read there. He prayed to Krishna. He actually saw Krishna at the end of his life, and just before he left his body, he had a short vision. It's called a smurti, and he prayed to the Lord. O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. O lotus-eyed Lord, as small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. So he says to the Lord, I have enough now. I want to come back to you and render direct service to you, like massaging your lotus feet, giving you betel, and so on. I want to do this. He had two examples, but he was not satisfied. He finally came to the example he was satisfied, like a morose wife who wants to be with her husband who was away, and then be satisfied entirely in their loving exchange. No? So this is the idea of Krishna consciousness, that we yearn, we develop a longing for Krishna that is so strong that it occupies or consumes our entire personality. And Krishna appears in this world through the devotees. He will appear through Vasudev, who was in pure consciousness. He appears in our lives also through devotees who are delivering Krishna to us. Dai tava pache pache, please give him to me. And in this way, we will become Krishna consciousness, conscious eventually. So, may I ask at this stage if you have any questions, and let me ask also a question, has Amala Harinam arrived here? You have arrived here. Would you please come and sit to the before the harmonium? I want to take a few questions now, and then we will sing with you a song which has the various names of Krishna, and that it is such a fantastic song that every morning in Vrindavan it is sung. And Amala lived in Vrindavan for long, several years, isn't it? Several years, and he will sing with us. But let us first see if you have any questions. Please ask. I see one hand is up. Yes, please.
Sometimes you say that Krishna's mercy is not bound to anything with you. It's Yes. God has mercy. And sometimes you are saying, oh, you have to be initiated, you have to be, you have to make promises, you have to be...
commitment, do this, do that, yeah.
So it seems to be very contradictory.
Yeah. Wonderful question. Wonderful question. Your name is Gauri, isn't it? Yes, Gauri. Wonderful question. Wonderful question from a wonderful devotee. Yes. Krishna is kind to all living entities, like a father. The father is kind to all his children, even those who misbehave. Causeless. I remember I misbehaved a lot when I was young and my father did the German education. Pants down and then bang, 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 bang. Once I looked in the mirror afterwards and there was a footprint or a handprint. But afterwards he was crying, and my mother told me he was asking him why are you crying? He should cry, not you. And he said, I'm doing it. I don't like to do it, but if he doesn't know his limitations, he will go beyond any, and he will do anything and everything in his later life. So I have to do this as an act of love. So that father, this is the main point here, will always love his children. Now, that's him. Now, on other side, so Krishna loves us unconditionally. But we as devotees, how will we respond to this? We will think, Krishna, you are wonderful, and we will sing him, sing his name, and we will render service to him. And in this way, we are more pleased. Krishna is more pleased with us, and he will give more to us, more mercy, more kindness. He will give those things which are maybe guyam, which are confidential. We will hear about Vrindavan, and we will hear about the world of love, so wonderful, you know. But that comes when we do seva to him. So this is how the paradox is solved. The Lord is also very pleased with with anyone who meets his devotees. In the 11th canto, there is a list of so many devotees is given, and it is said if the conditioned soul meets these devotees, then some more consciousness of Krishna comes into. We learn from devotees like anything, no? And then our ability to respond to Krishna becomes more, and then it's a more loving relationship. But he loves everyone. Gauri, now you have to decide, do I want the treatment of the misbehaved child or the ignorant child or would I like to progress into a more intimate relationship with the Lord? That's up to you. But Krishna will love you whatever is your decision. But he will open up more confidential realms of Krishna consciousness. If he sees that you are rendering seva and so on. And there is no limit what the Lord can give you. But he loves everyone. And therefore I like this list of the 5 points. I heard them from Gauranga Darshan. They're very authorized, you know, that this is how the Lord gives his mercy. And you can see it gets finer and finer, you know, scriptures, then great acharyas, then avatars, you know. You should not just have the mercy of Krishna in the form of this world. Wow, the sunsets, woo, Mallorca, and so on. Krishna is more than Mallorca for you. Hare Krishna. Okay, I saw one other, I saw a question here. Was it you, Vipula? Yeah? Yes.
It was very similar, because yesterday we had this question, you know, is causeless mercy?
Yeah.
Causeless life or love, or we have to work for that? So similar question, actually.
Causeless, it's both. It depends on you, how you want to relate to Krishna, and as you relate more and more with Krishna, through service, through hearing his names, hearing his pastimes, more and more will come to you. You know, when the question, I put up the question, and then I asked two devotees. I asked Krishna Murari Goswami from Nandagram, because they always have this amazing close relationship to Krishna, the Brij Basis. And then I asked the leader of the Shastric Advisory Council of ISKCON. So I had a vast spectrum before me, Hari Parshad. But he's not just that. He is many things. He knows many things. So, and this was the to see if my answer is correct, you know, Hare Krishna, because it's important. All right, here we have a last question by Purnamasi, and then we will sing.
Yesterday you spoke about ways of how to repair a relationship which is broken.
Yeah.
And the third step was to make amends and start new.
Yeah.
So I would like to, more than question, a request for more explanation. When we read Shastras, you said it's so important to know the way to the goal. And can you say more than, because when we read, we also find, or when we study and we hear, where are we, so that we know from where to start and where to go. Maybe this start, you know, that we know where are we through the study.
When we yes, when you have a map, you usually have a red dot. You are here, you know, and then you look at the map where you have to go to get where you wish to go. No? Yes, so where are you, Purnamasi? Or in general, where are we? In order to find out where you are, you have to be more intelligent than the most intelligent system which you have. The most intelligent system which we human beings have is our own self-defense. We all believe we are perfect. Our mind always, not always, there are some things, perhaps when a person we love, a best friend tells us, oh, then we might think, but there's always a but. But I meant it like this. We have always a system that tells us or defends us so that we can exist in this world. It tells us how we are good and so on. So Purnamasi and everyone, this is not the vision of reality. Everyone told Klaus Störtebeker, you have killed so many people. You have 150 people you have killed. But Klaus Störtebeker would say, but I have distributed the wealth equally amongst my people and I've helped the poor. There is a defense system in the greatest criminal. It is a very clever thing. It is very difficult to see ourselves in the right perspective. So therefore, two things if you want to know where you stand. Ask devotees who dare to speak to you because and are not afraid of your defense system. You might have to ask three times, you know, before they speak. And the third, a second is, try to, if this is too uncomfortable and too scary, for me it is rather scary, I have another way. I read the amazing songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sharanagati, where he says in the I person, things about him which we all have. And I become genuinely humble then and can see with the vision of reality. But you will have to go outsmart your what is it called? Your GP chat program up there, you know, which is very smart. It can. Yeah, I know computer, which can put everything in the way you want. Read the Sharanagati prayers. That is a bath in reality. Every day one verse and soon you will know where you are. One song. It is very nice. It's very devotional also. Good, my dear devotees. Now we will sing, but before we sing, I will now change the tone and the content and the atmosphere. I will put mango trees here now and bring trubas. Trubas means trumpets and veenas and flutes and dampfer drums and so on, because let us celebrate Krishna appears. At the time of Krishna's appearance, you know, we will celebrate by singing a song. At the time of Krishna's appearance, the planetary stars adjusted themselves. There was a lot of movement in the universe, in the sky. Thank you. You know everything. and Rohini, that star, went into a prominent position, a very auspicious constellation. At that time, in all directions, east, west, north, south, there was an atmosphere of peace. Everyone felt peaceful and prosperity. The lakes, you know, when Krishna came, they grew spontaneously, lotus flowers which were there. The forest became full of the echo of the sounds of the birds. The brahmanas had been forbidden by Kamsa to engage in sacrifice, but it was safe, they could feel it, and they did their homas. And they were accepted. And Krishna, yeah, I want to read this to the... At the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically, the minds of all people became full of joy because they could hear transcendental vibrations in the sky
proclaiming the appearance of Krishna. They were devatas, gandhavas, they were dancing. It says here, the denizens of the Gandhava and Kinara planets began to sing and offer prayers. In the heavenly planets, the angels and their wives, along with Vidyataras and their wives, began to dance. And then Krishna, who's already residing in the heart of every living beings, appeared in the darkness of the night to spread auspiciousness to everyone. My dear devotees, this is this day. I hope you can catch this auspicious atmosphere in your own lives. Open your heart, my dear devotees. Please worry less, no worries, no anxieties at this stage. Well, this sounds like Australia. No worries, man. I mean it a little bit more, you know. Love more, worry less, you know. Go to each other, you know, say kind things to each other, encourage each other on your path in Krishna consciousness. Spread auspiciousness, give presents perhaps. Maybe you have some mango in your supply. I have one. I have two actually, which I will give. You know, so and then when it comes to the 12 o'clock night aratik, be there not thinking food, but think Krishna, and in this way you will make the best of your Janmashtami. The devotees of Goloka Dham, you must see, they have done everything to make it a beautiful ceremony. Indra has been warned to not put any rain today, otherwise Krishna would again discipline him, like the Govardhan Hill. Everything is there. Are you there? Are you fully there? Have you? Please open your hearts so that your life will become very auspicious and happy. Now to celebrate, we will sing the Lord's name. There's a beautiful kirtan, Vibhavari Shesha. We have even pictures, my God. Shri Krishna Janmashtami ki! Shrimati Radharani ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Gaur Premanandi! Hari 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 Gaur!
Yes. Thank you.
Silent.
Vibhavari Sesha Aloka Provesha Nijachari Jiva.
Hari Hari Mukunda
Krishna Haya Gita. Yashoda Dulala, Govinda Gopala, Vrindavana Purandara. Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara. Janabaya Hari. Nandana Kamsani Sudana Nikunjarasa Vilasi Yashodhanandana Kamsani Sudana Nikunjarasa Vilasi Kadambakanana Rasa Parayana Krishna Haya Jeeva Rama Krishna Haya Jeeva Ananda Vardhana Prema Niketana Phula Shara Jojaka Kama Ananda Vardhana Prema Niketana Phula Shara Jojaka Kama Chandra Chakora Jamuna Jivana Keli Parayana Manasa Chandra Chakora jagao Krishna jasa Hari nama sudara sagao Krishna jasa Nama sudara sagao Krishna jasa Hari nama sudara sagao Krishna jasa Rako bachana mana mora Rako bachana mana mora Viva bari se shaloka poresha Nija chai uta jiva Babari se shaloka provesha Nija chari uta jiva Bolo hari hari mukunda murari 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 Rama Krishna Haya Gira Rama Krishna Haya Gira Rama Krishna Haya Gira Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radhesham, 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 Jaya Radhesham. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Haribo,
Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Shyama Sundar Ki Jai. Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. I think you all can see already. Radha Madan Mohan are ready to give the darshan, so please let us all assemble before the altar.